This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. They ended the suspense, but not the debate. Yesterday's 6-1 decision by the California Supreme Court, upholding Proposition 8, may have clarified the legal standing of last year's state ballot measure that outlawed same-sex marriages, but it will likely have little long-term effect on the issue itself. One reason for that, explains Don Romansberg, a professor of women's and gender studies at Sonoma State, is that the decision was based rather narrowly on the word marriage itself.
Marriage as a word is not fundamentally an equal right that same-sex couples can necessarily possess. That's the reason why this is an amendment and not a revision to the Constitution.
For those who were emotionally invested in the outcome, such as Jeannie Rizzo, the court decision, even though it was not unexpected, came as a blow.
I'm devastated. I feel like the court absolutely had an opportunity to uphold the core principles of the Constitution and consider this a revision, and they didn't do it. That means we have to go back to the ballot. Most of us feel that we need to do that, and that's upsetting. There's a lot of tears, there's chanting, there's fatigue. People have been working on this for 5 years, expecting that in California we would see real social change. I mean, Iowa, for God's sake. So I think people are feeling demoralized and disappointed and insulted.
Rizzo and her partner, Pauli Cooper, were plaintiffs in the lawsuit that overturned California's earlier ban on gay marriage, creating a 4-month window in which those marriages were allowed prior to the passage of Proposition 8. That proved to be a busy time for the Sonoma County Clerk's Office, where Janice Atkinson says they officiated over more ceremonies than they could count.
At a certain point, we stopped differentiating between same-gender and opposite-gender marriages. It just got down to a license between couples, and a marriage between couples was just that. We don't have the staff or the time to keep track of these things.
Even though Rizzo and Cooper are among the 18,000 same-sex California couples still legally wed, Rizzo vows to continue the effort to reverse Proposition 8.
We're not comforted by the fact that our marriages are held intact. That's better than them being disallowed, but it's not equal. It doesn't make our marriage equal to straight marriage. It doesn't make our gay and lesbian sisters and brothers equal to us, so it's not acceptable.
Rizzo and others are now weighing a ballot initiative for the fall of 2010 to revisit the issue. But already, says Don Romansberg, public attitudes about gay marriage are shifting noticeably.
The advances that have come through the judiciary in Iowa and Connecticut, the legislature in Vermont and New Hampshire have really shown us that our nation is starting to seriously recognize that marriage rights are just that. They are civil rights. They are not about some sort of expectation that all people should behave in one way or another. If we're going to have rights, we have to give them to all people.
Meanwhile, Romansberg notes, the court has created an untenable situation where some couples now enjoy rights that are withheld from other similar couples.
The California Supreme Court has 18,000 couples having rights that no other same-sex couples can be afforded in the state of California, and that is in some ways a bit of a farce.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.